Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, put your hands above the desk. Time for this weekend gaming. That is so sexy. It has that M word in it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe y'all want to give us your money?
Master Blaster? I didn't hear my name in there.
I said M word, not M thing. Did you just at me? Did he use my own?
I think he did. Are you going to cut him?
No.
Don't be jealous. Don't be haters.
Oh, no.
Something coming of you. Anyways, it's Thursday night.
Basically. Yeah, it is. It's Thursday night. It's July 12th of 2012, even.
Was I supposed to do this right here? Is this what I was supposed to do?
It's been one of those weeks, though, I'll tell you.
It has, man.
I needed that to be on the show because this has been one of the worst of my AM life. But, you know.
I don't know about y'all, but, man, I'm exhausted tonight. I seriously feel like I've run a marathon. And I knew why I was tired Monday and maybe even a little bit Tuesday, but today's Thursday.
Then she has after convention-itis. She apparently did not realize it lasts a whole week.
I'm so tired. Seriously.
You know what it is? It's because of all the new pictures she posts. She's been running through my mind all day long.
Seriously. Some of the messages I've gotten since then. Somebody gave me their telephone number.
They're like, call me.
Yes.
I did not.
It's been strange. Seriously, it's like y'all have never seen a girl before in your life. Come on. I mean, I clean up okay, but I'm not, you know, sexy redhead chick. But
yes,
hey.
She is. She got her boobs grabbed at RTX in under 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so off the topic of my boobs, this week
we can never get off your boobs, baby. Never, ever, ever.
All right. So if you want to call in and troll us, our number is 347-215-7977.
I'd just like to go on record as saying that's the third fucking fish I've lost tonight. I'm not happy.
Hey, if you buy a blog, you've got a chat room. You're going to have to make an account, sign in, and come chat with us. Do it, you know you want to. We get a little bit out of hand in the chat room, so just beware.
We're currently talking about Ginger's boobs, so please join us in the chat room if you want to discuss them.
And hold your hands out and make honking noises.
Yeah. The video I did today, yeah, I totally did the whole bouncing the boobs thing on it. I was like, wow, did I just do that?
You know what? You and I need to have a talk, ma'am. No, ma'am. See that rule I had about the dancing on the table? Yeah, same rule with boobs, but none of that. There will be none of that. No, ma'am.
I was throwing a fit over, you know, guys and gaming.
You throw a calm fit that does not involve boobs bouncing. We have standards to maintain here. We are only slightly dirty. 20% dirty, 70% attitude. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you went full whore. Never go full whore.
Everybody knows you never go full whore.
That's right.
Wow.
Christina Aguilera, dirty, yes. Full whore, no. Seriously, she needs a bath.
Oh,
wow.
I like Christina.
Wow.
She just looks kind of like the theater floor after a movie. Like,
don't
it's kinda,
talk
like,
about
things mom. Might be sticky and there might be some candy stuck on her ass.
She's cleaned up so much. She looks so much better than she did.
Mm-hmm.
Girl could use a hose. like a hosing down.
Ah, blaster.
Oh,
hey, we haven't introduced ourselves yet. It's been 5 minutes into the show, and there's been no introductions.
Oh.
I don't know who you people are.
I'm dropping the ball. I'm off.
Bend over slow and pick it up, girl.
So that guy bent over there grabbing his ankles for us, that is Master Blaster. How you doing, sir?
I got a ball you can pick up anytime you want. Come on down.
What's wrong with y'all people? Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's fine. We don't want a ball to play. What is that, cups with? Beer pong?
I'm all late with your applause.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And that lovely voice over there, that so sensual voice, that is Miss Corey, Miss Gaminatrix. How you doing?
I noticed how my applause lasted longer than Blaster's.
And then the bratty one over here in this corner, the one who taunts everybody. I don't care. That it would be Miss Ginger. Yay!
You know what? I'm not even giving you applause. No, please. For you in the back, Ginger.
I know. That was totally me at that concert Saturday night. I was screaming. Oh, it was so awesome.
You know, here's a
what bad. Concert was this? Wait, hold on. I didn't hear about the concert.
Jeff Williams at RTX.
Oh.
Amazing. All right, go to YouTube, look me up. I've got video. Check him out.
Okay. All right.
He's awesome. His band plays, you've heard the Tucker song for Red vs. Blue? Bow Chica Wow Wow?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his.
I gotcha.
You know, now, we were trying not to talk about RTX too much during the daytime, but it's time. Awesome. Well, they, you know.
My crown fell off.
Your what fell off? Your top.
Crown. My Magic 2013 crown that we got from RTX. Yeah, I was totally wearing it, but it just fell off my head.
Mm-hmm.
Just going back up on top of my monitor.
Yes, you need to wear that. But, you know, last year wasn't as big as, say, your PAX or your E3.
Mm-hmm.
Very toned down. Ginger got lucky for her first event that it was not crazy.
You got lucky.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You got very lucky.
Oh, yeah. how big was the venue? Let me ask you that.
Probably like, you know that South Hall where they put the bad people at E3?
That was it. Oh, she got damn lucky. Yeah. So imagine that place you went to was the smallest room in the whole place. Imagine that.
I'd have been in gamer heaven. I was having so much fun.
That's more like purgatory. The South Hall was definitely gamer purgatory.
Yeah, you go
those people wanted
way.
Out of there, but they weren't getting out of there.
You can't leave. You
it was
leave.
Didn't have the money.
They
didn't have the money. It was literally gamer purgatory.
The one thing I'm gonna bitch about right off the bat is I know it's RTX, I know it's Red versus Blue, and I know a lot of people were there for Halo, and everybody thinks of teenage boys when they think of Halo. I'm a girl. I'm not a teenager. Where the hell was my girl stuff? You had all these booths with T-shirts and accessories and swords and
what
where was my girl stuff?
Ginger, you know the problem is, and we can also take some blame to again in that. There's no girl companies. There's no companies. I mean, we have T-shirts that girls like that manage to sell when the girls can find us, which will be changing soon, by the way. You'll be able to find us girls out there looking for T-shirts. But that's why. The T-shirts and things that are made are unfortunately made by men. And most of the time, girls buy stuff.
Yeah. I'm totally razzing one of the guys. I had his T-shirt thing here somewhere. I think I've set it down and lost it somewhere now. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I totally razzed him. I was like, where's the girl stuff? He's like, you know, my daughter even said we should have some girl stuff. Why didn't you listen to her?
because they don't talk about it.
Nothing but a soft bikini.
Don't get me wrong, guys. I don't mind some panties with a Triforce on it, but I'm saving that to wear for my guy. I'm not necessarily just going to be out buying them at a conference.
Exactly.
That's for my gamer guy, you know, when I slip them on, you know, special night. You know, we're celebrating, you know, the release of Secret World or something like that. You know,
right.
Put on my Triforce panties.
So sexy.
My Triforce panties.
Yeah, but there was nothing. I think I saw, no, take that back. I think I saw two shirts that could go as girls.
Yeah, actually, they didn't even bring any Triforce panties because I might have bought them. I was feeling
take that back. At the end of the day, well, Sunday as I was leaving, I walked past a booth and I happened to notice way in the back, mm-hmm. there was an itty-bitty little jewelry stand that had the Triforce necklace and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yep.
And that was it. But there was only three pairs of earrings and two necklaces on it, and that was it.
RTX is still a baby. This is only their second year. And the first year, last year when you came to it. Do you remember I mentioned, I said there's a conference that you want to go? This was the conference.
Yeah.
This was one. It was smaller than that last year.
Yeah.
So they'll get bigger, I hope. There's also some rumors floating around that we may get PAX down in Houston. PAX down in Houston. They're looking for a place down south to hold a PAX. My sources tell me that there is some type of petition or something to be signed. I am looking at you.
Oh, yeah?
The person
who's speaking. I am so signing that. You got to tell me where to sign that.
Well, as soon as I get it, then, you know, I'm telling everybody. So they're saying if we can get enough signatures, we might be able to get them to come here instead of Austin. And don't get me wrong, Austin is an awesome city, but all this business with the parking, we would say we have so much more space than Austin does in our downtown. I mean, tons of space. Our convention center, you can sit the Austin Convention Center inside one half of our convention center here in Houston. And still, there's plenty of places to park, plenty of hotels around there, plenty of places to go eat. And that's just one, I'd say a fourth of one side of our downtown is the size of Austin. So definitely it would be better to have PAX here. I think people would enjoy it more, especially people who live, you know, that are able to drive in. It's much nicer because it was hellacious. I know, Ginger, you experience it. It's hard to find a parking space.
It is. Well, yeah. I mean, because we ended up paying, $5 a day or something like that to park.
I paid.
You guys got off cheap.
It was it was catty corner from the convention center. It was like a five-story parking thing you pulled in.
Yeah.
I think we paid like $5 a day to park there.
Yeah, which is not bad. But the thing is, if you think about something like the RTX was small, as large as PAX or E3,
yeah,
those stairs.
It's
going to be packed, and the stairs are going to kill you. Remember, I was telling you when we were having lunch. I said there was times when we were at E3 the first year when I was with Ben. Every night when I got back to the hotel, I had rubbed the skin off of my foot walking back and forth. So I definitely don't want to do any stairs. Our hotel
there was an elevator, but yeah.
Yeah, it was still, it don't really matter. You still have to walk. You're still going to walk the floor when you get inside, is the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
There wasn't a whole lot of walking to do. That's why I was kind of walking around going, okay, I already know everybody here. There was kind of no point in getting cards. I kind of grabbed a picture of Ginger playing because it's kind of like going with Ginger her first. I had to go to the first one with you. And next time you may be by yourself. You will hate me because I'll be like,
girl,
I ain't going.
Seriously, speaking of, I need to talk to you about
PAX. Yeah, I ain't going.
PAX, I may be able to swing, maybe depending on the room.
Okay.
You're going to swing at PAX? What?
She's going to swing at PAX.
Right.
Flash is going with us.
Sure.
I just threw him in there.
As long as you're paying, I'm going.
I can buy my flight.
Look, the dark is in the room saying he should start a female gaming clothing line. Honey, if you don't know fashion, you don't really want to do that.
That's a true story. That is very true. Because I know the two shirts the guy tried to pawn off to me as girl shirts, I was like, are you kidding me?
They have pictures of girls on them.
That obviously makes
them for their girl shirt.
This one did. It had Mrs. Pac-Man on it, but it was really still not a girl shirt. I was like, thanks. I'm not paying $20 for this either. Yeah, because it was guy cut. It wasn't girl cut. So, you know, the boobs are going to look weird in it. And no. I have boobs. That's a consideration I have to think about when I buy shirts.
This is true. This is very, very true. They did a good job for their second year. The only argument I would have is you need to give more swag. Really, over there, the people were all out to make a buck, and the companies that were exhibiting were not even giving away things. Which,
let me see. I've got SaturnRising.com, who I don't know who that is. That's my one bracelet, and then I've got an Achievement Hunter bracelet. And that's about it for swag.
Yep.
And I've got my little fake paper crown, which is not going to last very long.
Well, Ginger, unfortunately, hey, Blaster, I got to tell you this one. Remember the first year you guys missed the Microsoft party? Ginger missed the Microsoft party this time, too.
No, Ginger, did you not learn from my mistake? Did you not learn?
Corey didn't tell me about it, and then I was into the concert, and I didn't get the text.
Did I not say? I said to you, stick close, because something is going down. Stay close by. We kept inviting Ginger to come to a hotel. She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm going to walk. I said, stick close by.
Like, the other day, it was like, 5 o'clock, and you're like, I'm going to go take a nap. I'm all like, no, I'm wound for sound.
Wait. So you were inviting her to your hotel room, and she didn't show up?
Yeah, she invited me to stay with her.
Because, here's a long-standing thing you all should know. Former alum Danger is the queen of finding shit for cheap. Like, she'll find you a flight for $2 from, Canada to Florida. I don't know where the hell she finds these things. So we had a four-star suite at the Hilton with double queen beds. This room was huge. That's why we told Ginger, you're welcome to come. We had more than enough room for, like, 8 people. Mm-hmm. So that's why we were telling you to come. Even if you don't want to take a nap, at least if you knew where we were, when we got ready to go, you were in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Because I knew something was going on, because when we met up with E and Kitty, they kept saying, something's going on. There's something to do with Halo. You need to be back by Halo. So, again, Ginger was not there. Same thing happened. Show up at the door. You can't come in. Your name's not on the list. She didn't come to the door. But still, we couldn't get her in. Once you're not there when they go in, your name's not on the list. But they remembered you. But Kitty kept saying, when is she coming? I says, I don't know where she is. But she actually was over by you. She came into the concert. But she didn't know what she looked like. She probably grabbed you. But she missed her Microsoft party, thereby missing her chance to get her Halo swag. And I tried to get you a bag, but them 343 people don't play. Bungie would have been like, oh, here, Corey, take it. They were like, no, it's one bag. I was like, but my – no, put it down. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's the difference. I don't know. Was this show open to the public, or is this
No, this was a you don't get in unless your name is on the list.
See, that's interesting. So that they would be like that at an exclusive event like that. I would expect something like that at PAX. Where just about anybody can show up, but not like something like that or E3. At E3, it was like, oh, yeah, here, take the swag. Sooner I give it to you, the sooner I don't have to hand it out anymore.
Yes, the less I have, the less I have to give away or take back to the hotel room today. Please take these bitches.
I have like a ton. I have a ton of Age of Conan T-shirts that basically me and my camera guy were just like jamming our bags full of them. I came out of that party. It was an evening party at a bar down there in L.A., and they had all, like, the whole the full nine-yard people walking around in, like, armor and stuff, and it was crazy, and they had all these T-shirts at every table, and we just walked around, and we're just, like, stuffing our bag. We walked out there with, like, 30 T-shirts, I think, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and they didn't really care. I mean, nobody was, like, sitting there watching them like a hawk. They didn't. They put them all out there, and then whatever. They went to hard drinking after that, so.
Oh, 343 Studios. Was it 343? Anyways, whoever it was did beautiful. They had the Red versus Blue people, or I guess that maybe that was actually RTX did this. The Red versus Blue people are out there. Tex was there. Anybody who watches Red versus Blue knows who Tex is. Tex is the badass chick. She pulled off her helmet. She was a very hot redhead. It was awesome.
And Ginger was also wowed by who did you get to meet?
I got to meet Yomari Cruz. It's gonna be like, Yomari Cruz. Yes, I remember your name, by the way. Yomari. Yo.
The name we gave her.
Sheila the Tank.
Sheila the Tank from River City.
Yes. She was amazing. She was so sweet and so adorable. Oh my God, she was so cute. I just wanted to like put her in my backpack and carry her around.
She's teeny, teeny, tiny, a little thing. For us to say that, as tiny as we are, she's a teeny, tiny little thing.
She was so cute. I seriously fell in love with her.
She's pocket size.
Yes, Yomari, if you happen to listen to this, which I don't think you're going to, but if you do.
Yes, she has been. She has.
I love you.
And we got to call her Yo. We gave her that name. When I saw her on Sunday,
you know
I said, Yo.
I'm going to look her up now. Yomari.
Yes, she has a Twitter. Yo. Ben would have liked that one. She's a little tiny, the spicy Latina, Ben.
I like them all sizes. I'm an equal opportunity annoyer.
There she is. I found her on Facebook. I can't friend her?
Equal opportunity stalker.
And she's a little spicy so-and-so. And we got
sometimes I like the spice, sometimes not so much. It just depends.
Here, Ben, I'll give you the link for her.
All right.
You can't friend her, but...
That's fine.
She doesn't handle her fans the way we
do. I'm okay. Let's put it this way. She's going to want to friend me when she finds out who I am.
Oh, good Lord. Here we go.
That is Sheila the Tank, and she is adorable.
Very, very sweet. Lots of hot chicks out at the RTS.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah.
He's my, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She
that picture almost looks fake, like one of those, like, what do you call it?
She's that pretty. She looks fake. She's very
Looks like it looks like one of those, like, join community college. Get your degree online.
You
major
what?
In business or accounting.
She would probably find that hilarious.
She looks like to me, anyway.
She does look fake. She's so pretty. She's very pretty, even in person. She does not look like real. She's a little walking doll. She's very pretty. Anyway, we got to move along. If you get to go to RTX, hopefully we see you next year. We don't know about I may send Ginger by herself. See, Ginger, it's bad. This is the call.
You pace yourself at places like PAX, though, in E3. You really got to pace yourself.
She's all, oh, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go back. Seriously, I was sad to have to leave.
See,
I was in gamer heaven. It was
No. You were in gamer heaven because we went light because there was not a lot of people there. As soon as I walked in, I said we can't use the usual tactics. When it is PAX and there are 50 plus game companies, and I tell you, Ginger, you got to hit every booth, and you're on a schedule. It will not be gamer heaven because you can't stop to look at things, you can't stop to pick up anything. You got to be so here at 2:30. And this is the first time that I've ever gone to a convention, and they had a green room. Before, it is you go to them. You have to find them. You have to sit at their booth. You have to talk to them over people walking by. People are walking by. What are you doing? What are you taping this for? Why do you have that mouth? For the interrupting, you got to start. You got a nice, light schedule. When PAX comes, completely different. You will hate me at the end of the night. I promise you will. You will be like, I am tired of walking. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm tired of taking pictures. I'm tired of smiling for pictures. Because also now you put your face up on the internet. So guess what? Your little stalkers and fans will be looking for you too while you're trying to work.
That's fun. Come find me, people.
Fun for you.
Find me.
She is asking for the troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway.
Like a tiny Asian lady at a hot dog eating contest, you have to pace yourself. I'm just saying.
I'm so not scared.
You're tired this week. It's going to be worse. Anyway. We got to move along.
Move along. There's a lot to talk about. This has been.
I'm trying to talk about the Ouya.
Ouya.
Ouya. That's a new console.
Oh, yeah, the Ouya. I wonder whether or not I was saying that right earlier.
I don't know, but I'm going to call it Ouya.
That's a weird name. Could you name it something a little less? I don't know.
I like it. It kind of sounds like Hoorah from the Ring. I like it. Okay, so they are sitting right now at $4,272,243 on Kickstarter. Wow.
Yeah, that is a lot of money. And they've only done that in like less than a week, right?
48 hours.
48 hours. Oh, my God. That is
48
nuts.
Hours. 48 hours. Let me give Ben that. Let's take a look at that. Bless it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a $99 hackable Android console.
All games free to play.
Yeah. Free to play. See, I don't understand that model.
Well, it's kind of working like the rest of them are. I mean, they want every developer to make it free to play up to a point. I mean, if you wanted to get the they modeled Team Fortress 2 because we were talking about that this morning. Kind of like Team Fortress 2. You know how Team Fortress is free to play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you can buy stuff if you want it to put in your game. Same
thing. Well, here's the thing, though. I'm looking at a survey that they conducted basically on Kickstarter. They got more than 45,000 replies. They asked, okay, what are the 20 games that you guys would want to see on the console? And did you see this part, by the way?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the games that people asked for. Let me spell these out. Assassin's Creed, Bastion, Battlefield, Battletoads, Call of Duty, Dungeon Defenders, Fez, FIFA, Final Fantasy, Grand Theft Auto, Mass Effect, Minecraft, Skyrim, Time Splitters, which I thought was a really good choice, by the way. Torchlight. I mean, there's a bunch of games in here. Some of these games I could see with a free-to-play model, but some of these games were never built with that model in mind. So Team Fortress 2, with the hat system and all the microtransactions, that is built to support a free-to-play model. Some of these games weren't built that way.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're hoping developers will rework them so that they can be. I mean, you could do that with Assassin's Creed. Actually, Assassin's Creed, if you think about it, would work kind of the way the game does for Telltale Games. They could
episodic.
They could do a whole episodic thing with that in there, and they could.
Well, they'd have to, but it couldn't be the original Assassin's Creed. It would have to be a new, brand new experiences. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I could see that, but that's a whole new development effort. They're talking about what games would you want to see, and these are games that already exist that would have to be completely remade by the developers. And some of these,
or go back and take some of the little side even stuff that they released as DLC, kind of like what they did with GTA, and say here's what's going on while Ezio was doing this in this game. Remember these other little main characters? This is their story, and we'll give it to you. You know, where you kind of bump into Ezio a couple of times, and here's this special chain mail that you might be able to buy if you want to get it, and it'll get you through this particular mission. Or there's always something to do. They just have to figure it out. I'm loving the idea of the console. I just have to say. I know you're on the fence. Tell us, talk about it, Ginger. Why are you on the fence?
Well, my deal is, all right, Android. We've named a couple of games that we wouldn't mind seeing on it, but for the most part, I'm coming up with a few. Well, sorry, I'm stuttering here. I'm only coming up with a few that are already on Android that would even be worth it. There are a couple of MMOs on the Android. Pocket Legends, which
there we go. Thank you. I was trying to figure out this one. It's driving me crazy. Yeah.
Pocket Legends. There's a couple of fishing games. You're gonna get what you said, Twitch TV earlier.
Yeah.
But for the most part, what are you going to be playing? Angry Birds, Words of Friends or something, and I don't know, what else is on the Android?
Well, what would you... No, no, so here's the deal, right? So it's running the... so it uses the Tegra 3 processor, which there's videos out there of Lost Planet 2 running on that processor. So it's not as powerful as a PS3 or an Xbox 360, but it is as powerful as, like, the current generation of iPad, right? The most newest generation of iPads. So you'll be playing games. Yes, there'll be some, there's potential for you to play games like that, but this could also play normal standard games, just not with the graphics quality of, like, an Xbox 360 or PS3. I mean, for $99, what do you expect, right? I mean, that's the thing about that. I don't see this game system, though, competing... or I don't even think that its intention is to compete with Xbox 360, PS3, or the Wii U.
It can't.
Right? It can't. I'm sorry, I didn't.
It can't. It can't.
Oh, with
oh,
a
it
T.
Can.
With a
it,
T.
Oh, it
oh,
can't.
You say it can't, but there was a lot of, and I have to say this about, I have to give iPhone credit for this at least, is it proved that not just people who play these AAA titles are interested in video games. So. In a certain way, yes, it can't directly compete with them as far as AAA titles and the support that, the horsepower to run those games, but it can definitely play games like Dungeon Defenders or Limbo, which is on this list of games, Super Meat Boy, Terraria.
Or War of the Worlds, which is
an excellent game.
Torchlight.
And I've been doing this with the ones that go, all right, because you've got the people who want to be able to play the same game on their iPad and then switch to their iPhone. And such. We're also seeing this with the PS3 now. Again, people with, and I've been griping about this for a while. You've got the game on your iPhone, your smartphone of any sort.
Droid.
And then you want to play it on your actual mobile gaming device, and then you want to play it on your console, and then you want to be able to switch to your PC, and that's all a grand idea and whatnot. But are we starting to get too gadget heavy?
It's a grand idea and whatnot.
I love it. It's a grand idea.
It's a great idea, but you've got your phones.
And
I mean, because I know myself, I carry around my phone, which is also a gaming device. But if I didn't, like you, Corey, you had your gaming device, you had your phone. You would have had the iPad with you.
I did have the iPad with
you. You had a laptop with you.
I did have a laptop with me. I'm
redundant on gadgets.
We'll see. Well, we know why I had the laptop. That laptop wasn't for gaming. But the iPad and the DS. DS was brought for you because you hadn't had a chance to play with one. But I ended up leaving the room with it. And I brought the iPad because I noticed the people that made Orcs Must Die or something like that. They had an iPad over there. So I was like, I was going to go over there and say, hey, give me a code. Let me check this out while I'm standing here. But I forgot to bring it over there. So, but I like the fact of, as a gamer – to have different platforms. You know, cross-platform is all nice and everything, but there's a reason why I play my DS when I want to play certain games. There's a reason why I go play on the Xbox or I play on the PC because of the games that are there and because that's what I feel like doing. Sometimes I don't feel like sitting in you know, here in my office in the chair to play a PC game. I feel like being in the corner in my house with DS. I don't want the TV on either. I just want something small in my face,
yeah,
you know, intimate, or if I feel like my big, you know, the TV. So I don't necessarily think gadget-heavy so much all the time, but it does get redundant. Yes, if you have the same game on every platform, then it is redundant. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I do love me some, like, okay, this week my obsession is all the Diner Dash, the series. I mean, there's a Cooking Dash, a Soap Opera Dash, a Garden Dash. I've been playing all those bitches just in succession.
Yeah.
So those are on the iPad, and that's where they stay. I wouldn't put them on my PC. I don't want to play them on my phone. I want to play them on the iPad. I don't want to play them anywhere else, period. So, yes, that's why I carry all the gadgets with me. I don't want it on all my stuff.
Yeah.
So I just – but I do like the cross-platform aspect. Was this the one that was saying they were going to cross-platform it?
Which one is this?
They were saying there was one of the games they were talking about doing cross – that's the whole story. There was a game that came out today – or that's coming out where you'll be able to play on Steam and on your iPad, and the people will be able to play together. I can't remember what the hell game that was. I thought that was an excellent idea, though. I said, and I was meaning to remember because I said, well, I'm still going to like this. I said, here's the game we can all play together because even though my PC is dying and you guys is not, I do have an iPad and I can still play.
We could all play Portal 2 together, but just saying.
Frankie is not playing Ticket today.
Dude, I have been so flipping busy, and I've been in bed by like 10:30 every night recently.
And back up at 10:35.
Let me just put this thing to bed real quick. I was going to put this to bed real fast. So what are the pros and cons if this thing gets made, right? $99.
$99. You can play the games that you already play on your phone on a console. So you can play it on your big screen.
Well,
TV.
More than your phone. Come on. It's more than your phone. It's more than the list of games here that they're saying they put up is games that are more than you can't get these on your phone right now. You can't right now. So League of Legends, I mean, you can't get that on your phone. Heck,
why
I don't think you can get that
on
a console. I don't think you would play it on a console. So here's the thing, right? What is this thing? Is this thing an actual console? Or is it a PC in disguise?
I think it's a PC in disguise. It's Droid, so it's Droid Guts. They've got
a controller, so I guess they're considering it a console. But yeah, again, why would
you get a controller for a PC, though? Come on.
You can, but why would you, again, it goes back to your point, why would you play League of Legends with a controller? Now, granted, though, there is on their actual Kickstarter page, if you go to it, there is an actual picture of them playing League of Legends on the console. So I really don't know how League of Legends was designed and if it supports that kind of a play. But
you know, at this point, can we actually, I mean, Microsoft and Xbox is moving away from being a console. It's moving more towards almost a PC type thing, you know, where you can watch your videos and everything else on it.
Right.
For no other reason, I know we keep saying, oh, it can't compete with the consoles. I think this will at least force some of them to stop pushing so hard the pricing. This will at least make them think a little bit more on their feet, some of the developers, because I've been saying this for the past couple of years since the latest generation of Xbox came out. The games are too expensive. And there is no leeway, even, I know last year's going nuts about the Steam sale, and, you know, Steam has their own, you know, bunch of games. However, if Steam didn't exist and you had to buy games, there's no way to do it. But if you do it, EA is the worst purveyor of this. If you buy a game from them, it doesn't matter if you buy it in the store or you buy it from Origin, you're still paying $60. Why?
You know, it's really funny. It's funny you should mention EA, right? So I was surfing Reddit this afternoon. I came across the, I guess it's the guy who is running Origin, or at least, and I'm trying to find the article, so while I'm talking, I'm scrolling through, hit Reddit. But basically, I think it was the guy who was in charge of the Origin, or in charge of Origin platform for EA. He was commenting on the Steam summer sale, and he was saying that,
oh,
he was,
yeah.
quoted this thing, something to the effect of that games are like a art or something, intellectual art. They're intellectual art, right? And that the Steam sale cheapens that, and so that's why you would see sales like this on Origin, right? And
I agree with him on one, but on the other hand, if EA and even who's the other one we got that does the digital downloads, a couple of other people, if they would stop charging $60 and maybe put something on sale, or at least say, you know what, if you're gonna buy, I don't know, Call of Duty from us brand new and you're just gonna download it because we're not having to spend as much resources, gas, and mailing it out, you can get it for $30 if you download.
Here's the article. So let me read this article. This article came from Eurogamer.net. Okay. Basically, last month, EA's David DeMartini, who runs the rival digital platform Origin, said Steam sales, which often see discounts of up to 75%, cheapen intellectual property. That was the quote. Okay. And then this is the response. Vowing not to copy Steam's popular 75% off sales, DeMartini said that game makers would work incredibly hard to make this intellectual property, and we're not trying to be Target. We're not trying to be Target. We're trying to be Nordstrom. When you get this acquisition of Valve Business of Development Chief Jason Holtman at the development conference in Brighton, he said the opposite was true. He said, this is a quote from Jason Holtman from Valve, "Ask our partners," he said, "ask the large to the small and see what they think about that. Putting it all in the bucket of it's about the discounts, I don't think that's what everyone is about." It says, "Discounts serve a lot of functions. Highlighting serves a lot of functions. The quality of the games serve a lot of functions. Everything we've seen, PC games and IP and all of those franchises are more valuable today than they were 4 or 5 years ago. If this were all about cheapening somehow, lessening the money out there, our customers don't want to pay more. They think everything should be like a used car lot. Sticker price is not the real price. You feel that, and you get the real reinforcement of that. We don't see any of that. We see people buying a lot and enjoying a lot and playing a lot." So, I've read other articles where it says when a game goes on sale on Steam, the company who makes the game makes a ton of money during that period of time. Like compared to what they did, you know, the couple months previous to that game going on sale, but when it was at full price. So let me ask you a question. So what does that mean, right? Does that mean that people are just waiting for the sales and they're going to buy the game? I think that there's a group of people out there that are just like, well, I'll just buy it when it's cheaper, right? I can buy it used or whatever, right? So having a Steam sale gets that money in those developers' hands a lot faster because people are going to like, oh, it's on sale. I'll go ahead and now's the time to buy it, right? Like tonight, for instance, I spent almost $100. On games at the Steam sale. Would I have done that? Would I have spent any money on those games at full price? Hell no. I wouldn't have done that.
How many of the games did you get for $100?
I got, I got 4 games, but I got all the DLCs. So one of the game DLC packs was like worth over $104. I paid $29.99 for it.
Very nice.
Was Saints Row the Third with like 15 DLCs. It was big, how many DLCs? The list was humongous. $104, $29.99. Great deal. Rage, I bought it 50% off. It was originally, I think it was originally $30, and I think I got it for $15. So it's like stuff like that. You know, I wasn't going to pay $30 for Rage. I was going to wait. I didn't need to play that game. It didn't get very good reviews, let's be honest, and it wasn't what they promised, what ID promised. But for $14, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Okay.
But for $30, no.
Well, and that's exactly my point, is that they take advantage of the fact that, you know, there aren't that many consoles and they want to charge a whole lot of money, or I'm not digging it. I've always said if you're going to have a download service, at the very least, the player should get some kind of break because we just saved you a bunch of money. You didn't have to ship paper, disc, all the stuff that goes to, you know, traditional games. You should not be passing on extra monies to me. If anything, you should be pushing that service, saying, you know, we're trying to go a little bit more green, or maybe offer two different things. Hey, if you decide to order it, you just really want to have a disc, then you can pay this much, and we'll give you this gift. And if you don't order with a disc, something, some kind of incentive for me to do one or the other. It's less price. Maybe it's less price if you download it, but if you order it and you want the disc, maybe we'll give you a special price because you are paying more. I need something else. You know, maybe I get an extra game or a T-shirt or something. But you're not giving me incentive to do either, other than, maybe I should sit on Steam and wait for it to go down to $2 before I buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, here's some more stuff from, this is interesting, I was reading more on this article here. Holtman was saying, he said, if we were somehow on a cycle where you could see it, you wouldn't see us repeating it. He's speaking about if gamers would not buy games that for full price, they would wait until they were completely discounted before they purchased it. We wouldn't repeat it with our games, meaning sales. We wouldn't repeat it with partners' games, again, meaning sales. And partners wouldn't want to repeat it. He said, actually, everything we see is to the contrary. It's funny. When you look at the data, things come out and they make you scratch your head for a bit. And then you're like, that kind of makes sense. For instance, if that were all true, again, speaking about gamers not wanting to buy games from day one but waiting for them to go on sale, nobody would ever pre-purchase a game on Steam, ever. You just wouldn't. You would in the back of your mind be like, okay, in 6 months to a year, it'll be 50% off on a day or a weekend or during one of those seasonal promotions. Probably true, but our pre-orders are bigger than they used to be. That's what so they're saying that they have more pre-orders now than they used to have, even though they do these sales all the time.
Yeah, that's because people like what they're doing. If you treat your customers right, sometimes they'll come and they'll pay full price for things. And it's also, they know, say, put it this way, okay, there's two games you like. Let's say it's L.A. Noire and the other one's GTA.
Okay.
So they're both out that week, and you say, I really can't afford to do both, but I really want L.A. Noire, so you buy it. And good for you, you know, a month down the road, GTA goes on sale, then you can get them both. So that's why they're having more pre-orders. People are saying, okay, I'm going to pick one, and I know later this one might be on sale, and I can end up having both for without having to pay $120 fucking. This is ridiculous. Right. So I understand. It makes perfect sense to me. I don't know why it doesn't make sense to EA. You know what's bad about EA? There are people that aren't even gamers who know who EA is and how bad they are. I heard this just today and talking to, and also at RTX when we were in the restaurant, after we left the restaurant, it was one of the restaurants. Mm-hmm. Remember, I had zombieism, so I was eating everywhere. But
yes, she was. Oh my God, everywhere
I could get something to eat. But I was talking to somebody, and they were saying, oh, you're at that video game thing. And they're like, well, will you guys play something from EA? And I says, no, EA's the devil. They're like, yeah, EA is horrible. I was like, you're a gamer? Well, no, but I've heard about EA. It's bad when people that don't even play your games know how evil you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think I was going to say, I got my latest Game Informer magazine in the mail today, which, by the way, like I said, it's the only reason why I go to GameStop anymore, is just to buy some really cheap used game and renew my subscription to Game Informer. I think you can go in actually now and just buy it. But
yeah, you just have to get a GameStop.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I got one last month, and they were talking, I think it was Peter Molyneux. I think he's in charge of EA right now, right?
Molyneux.
Whatever, I don't know.
You're in the morning with them names.
I'm English. I'm American. I'm sorry. I don't pronounce French names very well. Anyways.
You should hear us in the morning with the Japanese names. Me and Ginger be fucking other.
At least I apologize after everyone. It's like, I'm sorry. I know I just said your name wrong.
I do the whole
little head bow and, like, hands together thing at the same time.
They were saying he was surprised by it. He didn't really have an explanation for why people despised EA. And I'm like, have you been paying attention? Like, really? Have you been looking around and paying attention?
Everything depends on just about.
He's like, well, we're one of the biggest names in the business, and that's why we make a lot of enemies being the biggest name in the business. No, you make a lot of enemies by being asses.
Biggest
asses in the business.
Because
when your target is this big, it's pretty hard to miss.
Because Microsoft is big. People dislike them, but they don't out and out hate them the way they hate EA. You say EA and it's like, people start hissing.
Microsoft and I have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, you love them and you hate them sometimes, but you don't go when they come. When
I'm not ready to turn into a penguin, and I'm not going to go to, you know, the other side either.
Hey.
Yeah.
You don't want any castanets?
No, I don't want any castanets.
But they sound good.
No, I already have enough issue with people thinking I'm Hispanic of some sort. No.
You aren't?
No.
Unless she says no, I know you're not.
No, I'm a white girl. You know what? Hey, my best friend here, 2 years in, and she finally asks me, so are you Egyptian? What are you? Anyways, totally different subject.
It's your eyes, Ginger. They're very big cat eyes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, too, and I forgot about that.
What, your big cat eyes?
Yeah, because Danger said that. Oh, she has cat eyes. What the hell's cat eyes?
You look like a cat.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow. Oh, you know what? We better stop, because Kitten Atrix is roaming around here somewhere. I don't feel like hearing it. I don't want to hear it.
Meow. Meow.
Anyways, to finish this off, put the nail in the coffin. Origin is now the number two direct to customer gaming service out there with over 11 million registered users. Steam has over 40 million registered users. So.
Well, I meant to tell you. Wait a minute. We did. There was a company I found. I saw them on TV weekend before last. Wait a minute, and I can't find them anymore. That is sad. Is it Zumu? Was Zumu?
I don't know. Zumu, what is that? Is that like a
Zoo
full of moos? I don't know.
Maybe it was Zumi.com. I can't remember. It's sad. I can't remember the name. But we gave them some love come Monday morning. But they are going to give Steam a run for their money. They actually allow you to buy and sell your games. They don't care what it is. You go and you put your barcode in. And you can now sell your games online. They'll tell you how much they're going to give it. And they're going to pay for you to ship it to them. And they're going to send you your money. They will give it to you via PayPal, your credit card, check, however you want it. I have to find them.
I'm curious about how that's going to work with there still being. So if this was a completely digital world and everybody authenticated their keys from the same place and all that kind of stuff, that would work. But with digital media still existing, I mean, not digital, but with physical media still existing, I don't see how that's going
to
work.
I would say they got a way to sell digital media, but and I suck because I just talked to them last week. God, I suck.
Yeah, I don't see how that's possible because this. You just have to have a valid key, and it works with any. Like, if you put a disc in a PC or something, and you load it in there, and it asks for your key, it just has to be a valid key. Doesn't have to be the key for that game. It has to be a valid key, period.
Okay, I found them. Zumu.co. I keep adding an extra. I always want to add an extra one. Zumu. So if you're listening, Zumu.co is where you need to go. And they buy all kinds of stuff. Cell phones. I'm going to give this to Blaster.
Sure, send it to me.
But I said not just Steam is going to have to watch out for them. So is GameStop, any of these places, because the – especially for a lot of people who live out in the middle of nowhere, this is like, I've been trying to sell my Call of Duty. I don't know what to do with it. I got to drive 40 miles to the nearest GameStop. This right here means I can sit right in the house, put my code in. They're going to send me the envelope. I send it to them, and I got my cash. I didn't have to leave the house.
Okay, so it's not a digital. This is physical. This physical video.
There was another one that had a digital one, but I think we lost them one morning. We were talking to them one morning, and I completely lost them. But this is the next best one. They've been advertising on TV, so they think they're doing very. They're going to do very well. They have some fundraisers, causes they donate to. Go ahead.
I don't think that has anything to do with that. I don't think it's a direct competitor with Steam in any respect.
There's somebody that's Steam. I can't remember who. There's service like this, but they do the digital sales. And they're saying you'll be able to even sell your Steam game. There's some kind of way they're going to attach your Steam.
Oh, I remember that. That was was that? That was.
I can't remember either, but they were saying they would let you sell your Steam games. They were going to attach to your ID some kind of way so that you can sell your copy to somebody else, and then you'd be able to give it to, you know, whoever. So if I wanted to buy your Left 4 Dead from you, Blaster, I could.
That's interesting.
But
if I hadn't actually used it, I could actually trade it to you right now on Steam for something else.
No,
so there is that.
This is just the money, and it may have been Steam themselves doing it. I can't remember who it was. We do so much news in the morning. Good God. Yeah. I'm also playing with my new gadget that I got for free that I've been playing with most of the day.
Actually, his name is Peter Moore, by the way. It's not Peter Molyneux. It's Peter Moore.
No, there's a Moore and there's a Molyneux.
Well, Moore is the one that is now the CEO.
Peter Moore is the pimp. Peter Moore is a pimp, is who he is.
Well, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand why everybody hates EA. So
he doesn't. But if I ever get a chance to speak to him again, yeah, I will be reminding him why we hate EA, which is not going to fare well for them because Peter likes him some women. I call him a pimp for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He was trying to give the Corey some drink.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, he's a pimp.
Next time you see him, tell him, Origin, why you no work?
Why you no work? I should just yell it in his face. Origin, why you no work?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, get this crazy woman away from me. Origin, why you no work? peoples. Okay, we got time for one more little tidbit to argue over.
All right. Mine's not really argue worthy, but I have to ask this guy on air what the hell. We heard about this guy selling his gaming collection on eBay. Did you hear about this? $1.32 million collection.
Wow.
Yeah, so on eBay, he sold his collection, which they think is the world's largest gaming collection. The collection featured thousands of games, including every title ever made by a Sega platform, the Saturn, Mega Drive, Master System, Game Gear, and Dreamcast. It also had every game ever released for a Nintendo platform through the GameCube, NES, SNES, Virtual Boy, 64, and Game Boy. Some of them were still in their original wrappers, in the shrink wrap. Okay, first, you sold your game collection. Good for you making your money back. Second, you've not even played most of these games if they're still in the original shrink wrap. What the hell? That's like gamer blasphemy, right?
Amen.
I mean, seriously, I've heard, somebody told me, that this guy had like three sets of games. So this is just one of his collections. He has three identical ones. He just sold one third. So again, what are you doing with all these games? Two, please tell me one of these sets is open and that you've played all of them. Because if any of them are still in their original shrink wrap, I should stab you in the face repeatedly.
I'm pretty sure that the guy, you're talking about the guy that sold them for $1 million?
Yeah, $1.32 million.
Yeah, I think they were all in the original packaging. None of them were opened. They were store-bought, fresh, you know.
They were fresh.
And they also,
when you
they
get
were completely
it, what, do you open it? Do you open it with the box? That's the one. Do you actually open it to play with?
That is a good question. And my answer to that is, why the hell you spend that much money in the first place on a bunch of old ass systems? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to assume, at least I hope, that he worked in some sort of game store and he bought them as they came out.
Well, no, I'm
sure.
Saying I want to know about the person who bought it. Or are you going to open it and play with it?
I would hope so. I couldn't deal with it. Seriously, I get a game, I have to play with it.
I know I got
to
play
toy.
With it.
It's a new toy. That shrink wrap has to come off. Man, the tearing noise of that shrink wrap, it's so satisfying. It's almost as good
mm-hmm.
as popping the bubbles on the bubble wrap.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody imagining it slow when you put the smell? Oh, the smell of a new game. There is nothing like the smell of a new game.
Awesome.
All I have to say is that the guy spent way too much damn money, whoever bought all that. Way too much damn money.
I'm just shocked. I'm trying to figure out how he's going to play with it. That's what I want to know. I'm really interested to know, when you spend $3 million for something, are you just going to keep it in the package and hope that the value goes up? Or did you get it and say, you know what, I'm going to play all these fucking games until I am sick and cannot see straight?
And seeing that's the other deal. Knowing that this guy has possibly two other full sets, complete sets, mirrored to yours, that kind of lowers
the value.
The value.
Dark One thing, he only sold, yeah, he said one of those. He's got two or three more. That's what Dark One was saying. But yeah.
Yeah. So that's nuts.
Right. To your point, yeah, I don't understand. Why would you spend that much money when you know there's two or three other identical ones out there? Sets.
So on the other hand, you know, if Lord somehow grants me the blessing to have that much money to blow, oh, you totally know. I want the game collection. I want it all.
I wouldn't.
Today, you and I will have to have a talk if I get rich. Yes, yes.
If I get rich, I'm guaranteeing myself a brand new PC every 6 months. That's all. That's what I would spend my money on.
If I get rich, I got a whole room full of nothing but PCs, Xboxes, PlayStations. Headsets will be at each station and a TV on every wall. It'll be like a pentagon of walls around me.
Girl, I saw a setup on Facebook. If you go over and look at my Facebook, I think I liked it and even resent it. Anyways, the guy had 24. He had three rows of 8 screens, and he was sitting there playing a game. It was hot.
Or I would like it to be like the Windows Store, which the walls are actually TV screens.
Oh, that is sexy.
From floor to fucking ceiling.
That is sexy.
I know. I just go in there and I just want to touch myself when I go in the Microsoft Store.
Yeah, they would escort me off. That'd be
it's weird. I want to touch you too when I go in the Microsoft Store. That's weird. All right.
You just want to touch her in general, so hey.
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, by the way, I just wanted to share with both of you the estimated value of my current game library. Just letting you know.
When you're able to sell it, that is.
That's the estimated value.
That's awesome. That's awesome. When you're able to sell it, are you going to sell it, or are you just going to...
I don't know. I have played probably a quarter of those. That's the problem with Steam, is that the games are so damn cheap. You end up buying so many of them, you just cannot keep up with playing all of them. so.
You can't give up. I still want to play From Dust. I'm going to go play it on my Xbox since Blaster wouldn't play with me on
I have it. I own it, but I played it and it wasn't that great.
You don't like simulators.
Go ahead and for Dark One, since he's in the chat room. He gets to see my, also gets to see my the value of my Steam account. So there you go.
He's saying value. Are you going to sell it?
Here's the thing I'm going to tell you. I don't have the answer to that right now, but, you know, Gabe Newell is always thinking ahead of the curve. And I'm pretty sure he's already got if I'm going to sell it or not someday. And I'm just waiting for him to tell me that. When he tells me that, I might be able to do that.
I also
need his daddy to tell you when to sell it.
Yeah, he needs his daddy to tell him when he's supposed to do it.
I'll tell you, I would have that man's children. They would be
Ooh.
Fat and ugly children, but
that'd be very, very scary.
Gabe Newell is a beautiful man, but he's a man. That's all I have to
say. He's a what man?
I don't know, man, but he's not. I mean, he's a wonderful man, but not a handsome man.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Best thing to say sometimes is nothing at all.
There you go.
I've never followed that policy my entire life.
Yeah.
Okay, who took a picture of my boobs while I was sleeping? Oh, I'm sorry. I said
that
last.
It was not me. It wasn't me. I thought about talking about the whole porn settlement thing, but, you know, I don't really care.
Okay, I got to talk about my new gadget.
All right, what new gadget do you got?
Hurry.
The square card reader.
All right.
For those of you out there, we know a lot of you gamer girls and guys who like to make little gamer things to sell, and you probably want to go to some of these conferences. You can't afford a booth. Nobody said that you couldn't bring your stuff on your person and sell it. I'm just saying. If you get in trouble, that's you. But I'm saying there is no rule that said you couldn't bring your stuff in a bag and sell it. If you're planning on doing that, you need to get one of these little square card readers. You can go to squareup.com and pick it up. And it plugs into your phone, your iPad. It works on iPhone and Android, which it probably works on Android tablets as well, and your iPad, all that good stuff. And you plug it in, you just download the software, and you can take payments standing anywhere in the world. Just have them swipe their little card. Swipe! They have to have a card, though. Don't tell, you know, it doesn't work with cash. You can't swipe the cash. But, well, you can still take the cash. But if you need a card, swipe!
Thank
and you're
you.
Done. And it's free if you get the guy. Now, you take a percentage of your cash, but it's very low percentage compared to the 30% that that iPad actually charges for you to have an app on their store. So I think it's an excellent idea. Ginger and I are going to be bringing some things with us when we come because she likes to make stuff.
Yes.
We call it haute gamer couture stuff because
we
only one of a kind.
Not very good at it, but, you know.
She is.
No, not really.
She is.
Though I did find out, I don't know if you noticed the bracelet I had on earlier, it's actually a hair ribbon, but it kept annoying me because it kept, like, getting lost, and I kept finding it on the floor. Now it's a bracelet.
See?
Bracelet held in place with a hair clip.
And that's how she rolls.
Yes. I'm totally styling.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. We got about 3 minutes. It's about time for us to say goodbye to all our friends.
Goodbye.
We'd like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. Where'd that come from?
I don't know, but we'll be back in. We will be back in the morning, right?
Yes,
we'll be back in the morning with Lunch with Ginger and Corey. So check us out, yo. 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, babies.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Peace out.
Crank it up.
Yes.
No, my motivation is my reputation. You all remember what to do whenever anyone says the secret word, right?
Right.